Chapter 50. The First Angel's Message. Revelation 14 contains a prophecy named the First Angel's Message. This prophecy was fulfilled in the Advent movement of 1840 to 1844. In Europe and in America, men of faith and prayer were excited as they read the First Angel's Message in Revelation. These men studied the time prophecies of the Bible and discovered that the end of all things was near. The Holy Spirit urged these men to warn other people. The message of the everlasting gospel was spread far and wide. Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come. Revelation 14, verse 7. Every place missionaries went, they told the good news of Christ's soon return. In lands where no missionaries had gone, Christians studied the Bible by themselves. Many people discovered and believed that the Savior's return was near. Some countries of Europe had laws against religious freedom. In these countries, God's Holy Spirit led little children to preach the Advent message. Many people listened to the warning from God. God used William Miller and his co-workers to preach the message in America. The gospel message started by William Miller went to faraway lands. William Miller was a farmer who had never believed the Bible until God sent angels to change his heart. The angels led him to search the Bible prophecies. Angels often visited Miller. God Himself had chosen Miller. The angels guided Miller's mind. They helped him understand prophecies that God's people had never understood. Angels gave Miller the first verse of a group of Bible verses. The angels led Miller to search for a connecting verse, the same as a link in a chain. Miller discovered a beautiful chain of truth. Miller was filled with wonder and admiration for the Word of God. In the past, Miller thought the Bible was not from God. Miller now understood the beauty and glory of the Bible. He found that one part of the Bible explains other parts. Sometimes Miller could not understand a certain verse. Then he would find the verse explained in another part of the Bible. Miller regarded the sacred Word of God with joy, respect, and wonder. As William Miller studied the prophecies, he was amazed to learn that the people of Earth were living in the closing time of this world's history. But people did not know the end was near. Miller looked at the churches. He saw that the churches were corrupt. The churches had taken their love from Jesus and given their love to the world. The people of the churches were seeking worldly honor instead of honor from God. People were holding on to riches instead of laying up their treasures in heaven. William Miller saw insincere people, darkness, and death everywhere. William Miller was stirred by what he saw. God called Miller to leave his farm and go preach. God called Miller in the same way God had called Elisha to leave his, Elisha's, oxen and farm and follow the prophet Elijah. William Miller was timid and young. Trembling, he began to tell the people about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. William Miller preached about the prophecies of the second coming of Jesus. Miller believed that the testimony of the Bible pointed to the coming of Jesus in the year 1843. This news of Jesus' coming awakened widespread interest. Many people believed that Miller's explanation of the prophetic time was correct. These people received the truth humbly and with joy. Some ministers left their churches and their salaries to unite in preaching the coming of Jesus. But only a few ministers accepted this message. The warning of Jesus' soon coming was preached mostly by believing Christians. To give the message, farmers left their fields, mechanics left their tools, traders left their stores, and professional people left their work. but the number of workers was small compared with the work to be done. The things happening in the false churches and in the wicked world troubled the hearts of true workers. These workers willingly endured difficult work. They went without the comforts and needs of life to call people to repent and be saved. Satan fought against the preaching of Jesus' soon coming, but the message went forward. The message of Jesus' soon coming was accepted by many thousands of people. A great religious awakening. The Advent message warned both church members and people who were not Christians to get ready for Jesus' coming. The same as John the Baptist, the preachers urged everyone to repent. These warnings were different from the promises of peace and safety heard in most churches. Wherever the message of Jesus' soon coming was preached, people were converted and accepted the message. The Holy Spirit impressed listeners with the simple, direct testimony from the Bible. Few people were able to completely resist the message. Professors of religion were awakened from their false feelings of safety. These professors realized they had slipped backward in their Christian lives. They saw their love of the world, their unbelief, their pride and selfishness. Many people came to the Lord in repentance and humiliation. These people had loved earthly things for a long time. Now they loved heaven. The Holy Spirit rested on these people. With hearts converted and softened, these people joined in preaching the message, "Honor God and praise His greatness, for the time has come for Him to judge mankind." Revelation 14, verse 7. Sinners asked in tears, "What must I do to be saved?" People who had not been honest were anxious to make their wrongs right. Everyone who found peace in Christ wanted to see other people share the blessing. The hearts of parents were turned to their children, and the hearts of the children turned to their parents. Pride and fear had separated people. Now pride and fear were removed. True confessions were made. People worked for the salvation of their close relatives and friends. The sound of earnest prayer was often heard. Everywhere, people who knew they were sinners were pleading with God. Many people struggled all night in prayer to accept the promise that their sins had been forgiven. These people prayed for the conversion of their relatives and neighbors. Earnest, determined faith succeeded. If God's people had continued to be this earnest in prayer, they would now be better Christians. They would continually ask God for His blessings. People do not pray enough. People have too little real feeling of how terrible sin is. Lack of faith leaves many people without the grace offered so generously by our gracious Redeemer. All kinds of people came in large numbers to the Adventist meetings. The people were anxious to hear for themselves the doctrine of the Second Advent. People who opposed the Advent truth were held back by the Lord from making trouble. God wanted His servants to have an opportunity to explain the reasons for their faith. Some people who gave the message were not very talented. But the Holy Spirit gave power to God's truth. The presence of holy angels was felt in the meetings. The number of believers increased daily. As proof of Jesus' soon coming was presented, great crowds of people listened in breathless silence. Heaven and earth seemed to come close together. The power of God was felt by old, young, and middle-aged people. Families went to their homes with praises on their lips. Their glad songs rang out on the still night air. No person who attended those meetings could ever forget what they had seen and heard. Opposition. Preaching a set time for Jesus' coming brought strong opposition from bold sinners, church members, and many ministers. These ministers and unbelievers repeated, "No man knows the day nor the hour." These people would not accept the clear explanation from the Bible. They did not listen to the people who preached about the close of prophetic time. These people rejected the signs that Jesus himself had given as evidence that his second coming was near. Many people who said they loved Jesus did not object to preaching the second advent. They only objected to giving an exact time. God's all-seeing eye read their minds. These people did not wish to hear of Jesus coming to judge the world in righteousness. They had not been faithful servants. These people feared to meet Jesus because their lives could not bear examination by the heart-searching God. The same as the Jews at the time of Jesus' first advent, these people were not prepared to welcome Jesus. Satan and his angels rejoiced. Satan said that God's people had so little love for God that they did not want Jesus to come. Satan and his angels laughed in the face of Jesus and the holy angels. Christians who were not faithful slowed the progress of the work of God. Sinful leaders stepped between the people and the truth when the people asked the way of salvation. Apostate leaders tried to quiet all fears by giving a wrong interpretation of the Word of God. Satan and ministers who were not converted cried, "Peace, peace," when God had not spoken peace. The same as the Pharisees in Jesus' day, many people who refused to enter the kingdom of heaven themselves stopped other people who were trying to enter. Many people were turned away from the Advent truth by their own leaders. Many leaders gave false information and explained the Bible in a wrong way. God will hold these leaders responsible for leading people to lose eternal life.
When the message of truth was preached, the most humble and sincere church members were the first to accept the message. People who studied the Bible for themselves realized that the message of peace, did not agree with Scripture. These people compared the Advent doctrine with the Bible. They learned that the prophecy of the Second Advent was given by God's authority. Many Christians were persecuted by their church friends who did not believe Jesus would soon return. Some church members agreed to be quiet about their hope so they could keep their positions in the church. But many other people felt that loyalty to God would not allow them to hide God's truths. God was expecting his people to tell other people about his return. Many people had their church membership taken away because they said they believed in the coming of Jesus. The believers who suffered for their faith found these words of God's prophet very precious. "Your brothers who hate you and exclude you because of my name have said, 'Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy.' Yet they will be put to shame." Isaiah 66, verse 5. Angels of God watched with deep interest the results of the warning message. When the churches joined in rejecting the message, angels turned away in sadness. But there were in the churches many members who had not yet been tested on the Advent truth. Many church members were deceived by husbands, wives, parents, or children. These people were made to believe they should not listen to the message the Adventists taught. Listening would be sin. God told angels to faithfully watch over these people. God knew more information from the throne of God would soon be given to them. Preparing to meet the Lord. The people who accepted the message watched with great longing for the coming of their Savior. The time they expected to meet Jesus was near. The people were calm. They solemnly prayed to God.
Jesus' coming was a promise of the peace that was to be theirs in the bright future. No person who experienced this hope and trust could ever forget those precious hours of waiting. A few weeks before Jesus was to return, the believers stopped their worldly business. They examined every thought and feeling of their hearts as carefully as if they were about to die. No person made special clothes to wear to heaven. Everyone felt the need to know they were prepared to meet the Savior. The only white clothes these people had were their purity of soul and characters cleansed from sin by the redeeming blood of Jesus. God planned to prove His people. God's hand covered a mistake in the counting of the prophetic time. Adventists did not discover the error, and the most learned of the Adventists' enemies did not discover the error. These enemies said, "Your counting of the prophetic time is correct. Some wonderful event is about to happen." But the event is not what William Miller says will happen. Instead, the event is the conversion of the world, not the second coming of Christ. The time set for Jesus' coming passed. Jesus did not come to deliver His people. People who had waited for their Savior with sincere faith and love were bitterly disappointed. But the Lord had succeeded in His purpose. Jesus had tested the hearts of people who said they were waiting for Him. Among the people waiting for Jesus were many persons who had joined the Adventists because of fear. They pretended to believe the message, but their hearts and lives had not changed. When Jesus did not come, these persons said they were not disappointed. They said they had never truly believed Jesus would come. They were among the first people to laugh at the sadness and disappointment of the true believers. But Jesus and all the angels watched the tested, faithful, disappointed believers. They watched with love and sympathy. If people could have seen the angels, they would have seen these heavenly messengers protecting the believers from being hurt by the mean things people said.